Good morning and welcome to Pastors and Gospel. Schools working together.
All right. Good morning. Good evening. Midday. 12 midnight. You are being blessed. You're hearing this, you are being blessed. You're listening to House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're being blessed right now. No matter what you're going through, you're being blessed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. House of Heaven Gospel Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Call a friend. Tell them how Superior Gospel broadcasting. Talking on the radio. Talking about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus. In spite of his own iniquity, in spite of your iniquity, you are being blessed. That's what God does. He loves you. Blesses in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour. He blesses you when you got problems. He makes a way for you. He's the shepherd over your sheep. He's the shepherd over you, your children, your job, your money, your house. He can take it anytime you get ready. Christian Brothers, a song called I Am Blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. The best gospel music that you've never heard. Usher you into the presence of God where you can call on him and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can do it. Are you worried about Donald Trump? God raised him up. He raised him up for a reason, especially for America. Only God can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to House of Dream Gospel Block Talk Radio, the morning show here, early, early, early Tuesday morning. We want to thank all that are listening in. We just sent Sister Hazel a message, and we said good morning to her. We hope everything is going well for you, no matter what the situation is and what you're going through. Let us go through the throne. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil, for thou is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. House of Reckon Gospel, Monday, Tuesday morning, morning show. Community schools and parents working together. As an old African proverb say, it takes a village to raise the people. Hillary Clinton said that and everybody went crazy. It does take a village. It takes your neighbors and everybody else helping you to raise your child and your children in the community. One could imagine that if it would take a community to raise schools, we can only rely on local, state, or federal governments to take ownership of the issues we face locally. We need to work as a community to nurture our schools for our particular community needs. And that is especially true here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama, where it's come to D.F. Shields High School, as well as the old Beatrice Elementary High School, and all of the other elements that we have here in this community. It takes everybody working together. That's how schools get closed, when people don't work together and communities don't work together and parents don't get involved. You have to stay focused on what is being proper and best for your children. I believe the answer is a real education school transformation is strong. Authentic community, connections, actions, when families, communities, groups, businesses, and schools band together to support learning, young people achieve more in school, stay in school longer, and enjoy the experience. A great example, community partnerships are happening all over the world. We need more of them, and we need to ensure they are healthy and relevant to the needs of 21st century learners, young people. Community businesses, school partnerships, such as G.F. Shields High School Pacer Program. You can find it at http://www.facebook.com/groups33633613044/. That's the Pacer Group, past collaboration. Such as taking place with the Beatrice Avery Youth League. Do you know we started the Beatrice Avery Youth Basketball League? After some 11 years, we began again. And with some 45 to 50 students, we traveled to Evergreen last Saturday and had a wonderful time with the kids. It's teaching and experience, and parents from all over communities, such as Venberg and Hibbert and Tunnel Spring and Riley Carson and Mac Williams. And all the places around J.F. Shields, traveling with those kids over to Evergreen, Alabama, like we used to do years ago. Parents collaboration. They had to collaborate to do that. Curriculum connected to real-world experiences. And here's the thing that we have in so far as our communication, so far as the youth kids that play basketball. Do you know A, B, and C is fine, but if they get to C and D in consistently in their grades, they are come to practice. They're required to come to practice. But guess what? In these bleachers, they sit. They do not practice. They are studying with a tutorer. A teacher on staff comes on and teaches them as they come to basketball practice. Curriculum connected to world real experience. And J.F. Shields has one of the most wonderful horticulture programs, greenhouse, living lab, growing fish, food in the state of Alabama. We have the largest passive solar greenhouse in the state of Alabama that is built right there to the school. We'll be adding a generator on next week to help to supply water, supply air, and ventilation when the power goes off. That's what kind of have us on pins and needles when the power goes off there in the living lab, the greenhouse. The passive solar greenhouse where we grow fish, we grow corn, we have bass, we have brim, we grow collard greens. Collard greens, and they get over to 6 feet tall. temperature maintains around 70 to 80 degrees year-round. We have the students for us. Do you know our kids at Deb Shields High School travel to Auburn University just on the 27th, Friday last week, to work with Dr. Jennifer Adams, the head of the media center there at Auburn University, to learn how to operate and continue to operate cameras, computers, and so forth, documentation, newspaper writing, and all of the other things that they get involved in, and documentation and history and journalism. Powerful things taking place. Cross-generational learning. I'm 70 years old. Mr. Moore, that works with me, my assistant, my wife, Miss Mary, my sister, Willianelle, all of us are in our high 60s and 70 years old working with young people. Miss Hale, next-door neighbor, a cancer survivor whom we supply with his food, his vegetables that she wants, as long as she wants them. Teaching children, being involved in local design solutions for local problems. Our problem here at Shields is lack of support for the school and pride. We are engaged in a project now with the Pacer Corporation called Restoration of Pride. Restoration of pride, not in a selfish way, but restoration and a pride in a spiritual and a growing way that takes care of what God has invested you with and given you, and you take care of it. That's what we're doing right here now at J.F. Shields High School. I'm going to go to a page that we have posted here for you, and we hope that you are following us along here. And you can go to House C, but that's gospel. All you have to do is click on to House C Production Gospel, and it will take you straight to our page on the internet. And here's the thing that I would like for you to understand. There is so many things going on in the world today that it is very important that you be aware of what's taking place when it comes to teaching children. Children will witness very carefully and watch what you do. This week, as you know, we are beginning the youth basketball, and we will play again on February 11th. My granddaughter, she travels from Monrovia, and I have to go down and pick her up, you know. So this particular day, which is just about every time that we have practice, I have to go to Monroe and pick up. So one of the kids tells me, he says, Mr. Howard, you going to be at practice today? I said, yeah, I will be there. And he says, you going to be on time? You see what he noticed, that every day that I'd be about 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes late because I go to Monroe to pick up my granddaughter to bring her to basketball practice. See how observant they are? And I told him, I said, yes, I will be there today, and I will be on time. It is important to be on time. If you have a situation where as you can't be on time, make sure that is known to the people you are in charge of, people you are working with, and do what is proper and decent. And it's always proper to be on time. And this kid was observant of me not being in practice and starting practice on time. Isn't that powerful? They watch what you do. They watch what you do, not necessarily what you are saying. But anyway, we thank them for being observant as they are. As we continue here on House Secret and Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we want to thank you. We have posted a great number of pictures. We have posted some pictures of kids working in the garden. We're watching some pots being planted in our solar greenhouse there. Pastor Solar Greenhouse at J.F. Shields. And in fact, this month, next day or two, we're going to be filling pots with flowers, not flowers, with vegetables, corn, peas, butter beans, okra. We'll be planting all those things. Pacers Incorporated. Pacers Incorporated. You can find us on Facebook. We have pictures of Ms. Fentz giving instruction at our outdoor classroom right across from the Pastor Solar Greenhouse. We have students in the University of Auburn Media Center taking pictures at a podium, which is set up as a news broadcast. We have pictures of beans and okra sprouting in the garden. And we have myself and other students. We're working with Florella High School, planting and doing planting and raised bed garden. We have Miss Heather Moore. She's doing a poster, a parade pacer picture. We have Mr. Edward Moore. He and I helped build the construction of the Passive Solar Greenhouse. It is 52 feet long and 10 feet wide, the longest passive solar greenhouse in the state of Alabama. We have Ms. Odoms, Deidre, D.D. Odoms. She's a pacer teacher, along with Ms. Finch. They are taking pictures. We also have my brother, Dwight Howard, who's worked with the Education Association in getting things out and supporting education. We also have pictures taken by a school in Birmingham, by the way, Ms. Wanda Murray, of the kids planting a raised bed garden. The most easy thing that you can do, not difficult at all, in your backyard, you can have a raised bed garden that produces all of the food that you need and supply vegetables to your family. This picture's in our raised bed garden out there at JF Shields, built by the student, planted by the student. We also have an old picture of the Beatrice Elementary Garden when we first began the program, the PACER program, restarted it. We have a garden over there where we had the garden. We still plant sometime over there. We also have other pictures of this fence providing instruction. We also have a beautiful picture of fruit, of tomatoes, little cherry tomatoes that were harvested right there at JFC. We also have a picture of Florella High School, who collaborated with us on building raised beds. We have four students that travel with us back and forth to Auburn University for instructions on cameras and media. We have a presentation by some of the high school students, of the earlier students that are now in high school, did a presentation in the lab. We also have a picture of Mr. Corey Stanton and some of the young kids singing over in Edward Bell High School. We have pictures of the inside the solar greenhouse, of the water flow, kids and fish. Beautiful experience taking place. Different type learning, project-based learning. They call project-based learning, hands-on learning. The same type of learning that you got at your home, in your field, in the old days is still taking place now. You must understand that all students learn in a different way. All students learn in a different way. And you must teach in those ways. Some kids do not learn where teachers stand up in front of them and give out instructions and expect them to write it down and then give it back to the teacher. Some students don't learn that. Some students learn it better with getting their hands involved in what they're doing, getting their minds wrapped around, going on the outside. There's all type of ways of instructing teachers, instruction that teachers can teach children. And we as adults, schools and community, must work together to teach and show in all of those ways that children learn, keeping the learning process alive. Ms. Heather Moore and Mr. Moore retired. Mr. Moore is a retired worker from Washington, D.C. area. He's back here, and he helps in the design and a lot of the things that we do at the greenhouse. He is my able assistant. He is there when I need him. He is very supportive, and I'm there to support him. We work hand in hand. In fact, we made an agreement that either one passes on that this program continues to thrive and go forward. We are eternally, extremely, extremely grateful for those who have supported and helping out here at JF Shields High School. Okay, we want to thank you for being a part of this morning's broadcast. It's only 30 minutes. We have work to do today. Later on, Mr. Dwight Howard, the chairman of the JFC's Hall of Fame Induction Committee, will be coming down. Also, of course, Blackman will be coming over from his hometown, and we will be traveling throughout the county, going to local businesses, soliciting support and funds for the JFC's Hall of Fame Induction, first Hall of Fame induction of athletes that have performed at JF Shields High School. And you can get your tickets You can get your tickets ordered simply by calling Ms. Mary Howard at 789-2424. Area code 1-251-789-2424. Or you may email her at printmom4@hotmail.com to request your ticket. We want also all our alumni, athletic alumni that have graduated from CU, to fill out your bio information. If you were played basketball, baseball, football, track, whatever part you took, you was a cheerleader, you was in the band, you participated in the sports activity in regards to Dale Shields High School, you fill out a bio and get it back to Ms. Howard at P.O. Box 104 Beatrice, or get it back to Ms. Karen in Birmingham, Alabama as well. We have all of this information posted, and while we are here, we're going to see, can we go to that website right quick. Okay, but here's something I need you to know. I need you to click on this website. It's called the George Lucas Educational Foundation. It's called EduTopia, 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 5 Steps to Better School Community Collaboration. You can find that. You can find that. This is the lead-in that we gave reference to as we were coming into our program. Community businesses and local partnership. Community business and school partnership. Parental collaboration. These are 5 prongs that you need, just like on your hand. Curriculum connected and real-world experiences. Student voice. Cross-generational learning. Local design and solution for local problems. We have a problem, like I said earlier, with pride in the school and what's taking place, and that's how it's, we are dropping off. We're losing like that daily. Whole community engagement is the key to lift up and raise our schools to place that suit all 21st century learners. Helps need to come from many parts of the community. All of the parts of the community can play a part. The old people. See, some of our students here will be interviewing older people. The leading role should be a lady and male according to the needs and focus on a particular aspect of the transformation process. If we respect each other and acknowledge our unique contributions, we can move forward quickly in a positive environment where we can all be teachers and learners. Approaching this post from an inclusive design, the writer of this post said, and I put and put to you your ideas, the target engage the 4 main players, I believe can make all the difference transferring our schools and curriculum to today's students. Parents, here it is, the 4 main parts, students, parents, seniors, grandparents, and local businesses. Powerful, isn't it? Step 1, expand your vision to school to include community. Include the community. Do you know your community is your survival base? Do you ever notice how when school closes, our communities kind of just dry up? Whoop, they're gone. Education shouldn't be the only one contributing to the community school by creating questions, puzzles, quotes, Bender's trivia, philosophy, and ethical challenge throughout, provoking videos, graffiti walls, brainstorming space, and play area. It shouldn't be just educators dealing with those. Everybody should be dealing with those situations. There are many opportunities for instant learning to happen out in the community surrounding the school. We do it through raised bed gardening. We do it through fish. We do it through the travels to Auburn University with our student food, photography, and interviewing. We just need to find ways to connect curriculum beyond the classroom by attracting the right people and asking the right questions. Now, we have an organization. We have an organization on campus there called PACERS. It's called PACERS. PACERS, P-A-C-E-R-S, PACERS. We're going to go to that website. It's right there on the campus of JFCS High School. The membership is just $5. PACERS, I have it also posted. PACERS, you might wonder, what is PACERS? What is PACERS? PACERS is a nonprofit 501(c) association committed to sustaining and celebrating Alabama's rural communities and schools and linking them together to build a good future they seek. As a statewide caucus and advocate for rural communities, it organizes, that's what we do here, it supports, that's what we do, comprehensive rural education and community development program of national quality. We have had people visit here from places like England and overseas, come to visit the school and talk to our students. We have about 90 seconds of live streaming time left in this broadcast, and we want you to go on to our Pacer page, which is www.facebook.com/groups. The group number is 33636313447. I have Mr. Greg Wiggum. He just posted that he likes what we have just posted in regards to our Super Discussion Morning Show. And we thank Mr. Greg Wiggum for checking in with us. It is important. It is very important that you as an individual, my sister likes it as well. Melvin Nellis has gave us a big thumbs up on the program. We hope they're listening and will continue to listen to House of Dungeon Gospel Blog Talk Radio. If you're about to leave us, we want to thank you for joining us for the morning show this morning. House of Dungeon Gospel January 31st morning show, community schools working together. Community schools and parents working together. House of Dungeon Gospel Jackson morning show, schools, parents working together. House of Dungeon Gospel morning show, parents working together, building students for adult productivity. Adult productivity, being able to maintain a job, being able to get a job, being able to continue to college, continue to survive, grow your own food. These are powerful things that children do and as they continue to grow as adults. Just because you see them come into the classroom and come in your circle for a short time, and if they stay alive, and God bless that they do stay alive, they have challenges to meet. You can help them meet those challenges. As an old African proverb says, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a whole community of parents and children, preachers and teachers raising children. One could imagine that it would take a community to raise a school. Absolutely, it does take a community to raise a school. All of the people in that community, the old folks, the young folks, the middle-aged people, the businesses that the kids go into every day, the jobs where the businesses where their parents go in and work every day. It takes all of them working together. Until that continues to happen on a profound level, then schools will continue to die in small communities. Dr. Jack Shelton, our executive director, has been working at this for a long, long time. He began at the University of Alabama under the rural program. It is now, we are a 501c tax-exempt organization in our own right now. We go out and secure funds for what we do. That's what we do here at Pacers. We are working with the Alabama Tom Bigby Regional Commission, where we were received the grant to purchase the generator to continue to keep the fish and the vegetables and items alive in the Pacers Solar Greenhouse. Those things are collaborations with local groups. Okay, there are five prongs that you need to remember. So for keeping your school strong, community business school partnership. JFCS High School is in a partnership with Pacer Corporation. I am the chairman of the board of the Pacer Corporation. I have been a part of Pacer for over 30 years. We have built, you remember the house that used to be across from JFCS High School? The house that burnt down some months ago. JF Shields students and Pacers built that school. Do you see all the computers and the stuff that is wired into JF Shields High School? Do you know who wired JF Shields for computers? We did. The Pacer Corporation and local people here in Beatrice wired JF Shields High School for computers years ago. We also did it over at Packers Bend, Monroe Intermediate. Packers Bend was the forerunner for the state of Alabama's computer online study. Pacer did it. They built it. And it was handoff, and not in a necessary way that which Dr. Shelton appreciated, to the state of Alabama. State of Alabama runs that now all over the state of Alabama. It is called Vista Learning. Pacer piloted that and started it over at Packers Bend, Alabama, where Miss Brown is the principal right now. Miss Betty Madison is the principal there last year, but Miss Brown is the principal there. Monroe Intermediate. They travel with us to Auburn, still in collaboration and working. Parental collaboration, curriculum connected to real world experience. What is more real than growing a garden and growing your own food? What is more real than going down to a pond and fishing? More real than growing your own fish, one of the most nutritious food in the world? What is more real than learning that when fish poop, when fish poop in the water, that that poop that it puts out is 99 to nearly 100% of nitrogen, which is fertilizer for food? That's how the vegetables grow, with the nitrogen from the fish poop and water. That's what we put on the vegetable. We put on the vegetable fish water to water the fish and to water the plants. We add a little bit of Miracle Grow, not very much, to with it to supplement that, but that is a powerful, potent ingredient that grows food inside a passive solar greenhouse. That's why green in the passive solar greenhouse get as high as 6 feet tall. You walk in there now, there is two plants that left in there, two or three plants left in. One in there is over six, nearly 7 feet tall. Awesome. Awesome. What takes place right here at Deb Shields High School. Student voices. Students write. They document. They journalize everything that we do. Cross-generation. We talked about that earlier. That's the old folks, the young folks, the middle-aged people. Everybody putting their hand there and teaching the children. Local design solution for a local problem. We have a local problem of school pride. We are working on that daily. Believe you me, daily. We thank you for being with us here on House of Blood and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. It is awesomely powerful to work hand in hand with those that love Shields, love community, love schools, and love teaching. I want to give a special shout out to some people that this morning that I touched base with. My daughter, she's assistant principal down at Monroe County High. I want to give a special shout out to Ms. Wanda Murray up in Birmingham, Alabama, who last night when she posted the pictures of the school, I'm going to go to her page, Ms. Wanda Murray. I'm going to go to her page. And the idea for this morning's show came from a post, that she posted on her Facebook page. Wanda Murray shared Birmingham City School system post. Ms. Wanda Murray, if you don't know, that's my son's wife, mother, my mother-in-law. Not my mother-in-law, but my son's mother-in-law. She is an educator in her own right. She has taught so many years in the system, and she is involved in it now through the Education Association. Birmingham City School System. She added three photos, and I saw that idea for this morning's show. They come from Ms. Wanda Murray, and I thank you. Ms. Rivers, Montgomery Rivers, also likes what we're doing this morning. We thank you, Ms. Rivers. Congratulations to the Sun Valley Elementary Pre-K teachers. Awesome. See how they're working together with those kids in those pictures? Brianna Cantrell and Cassidy Cassandra, I believe, Grisby, and A. Chantez Carter and Monica Thomas are transforming. Listen to this, transforming an unused portion of the dirt of the school and transforming it into a garden to advance learning for students. Awesome. I'm going to share this this morning. I'm going to share it again this morning. And when I share it, I shared it and I didn't do it the right way. I shared it in a public forum. And guess what I'm going to put up at the top of it this morning's broadcast? And I'm going to say again, thank H-A-N, okay, thank you, W-A-N-D-A, Wanda Murray, for the IDEA idea for this M-O-R-N-I-N-G morning, for this morning's radio show. I thank you, Ms. Wanda. I thank you for the idea for this morning radio show. I hope we can get, this school to come to our spring conference. To our spring conference, M-O-N-T-G-O-N-E-R, Montgomery, at the Street Archive, H-I-S-T-H-I-S, at the History Archive, the History Archive, April the 27th, April 27th, 2017. If you need more information, contact. Again, thank you. Again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. C-H-A-N-K. Thank you. Teaching. Teaching is C-H-I-N. Teaching and learning, E-A-R-N-I-N-G, is a L-I-F-T, life, time, E-X-T-E-R-I-E-N-C-E. It's a lifetime experience. It is awesome. I'm going to post this now. God is awfully good. God is awfully good. Okay, we're going to go back to the studio. And we hope you will share this with everybody that you know so far is involved in teaching kids. In fact, everybody really should know about this. We're going to go back and we're going to play our intro theme. It runs about 8 minutes. Since we had only a 30-minute show, we probably have about 20 minutes left into the broadcast. Thank you for being with us this morning on House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio. If you're about to go up to school, about to go up to your job, you are cooking breakfast, whatever you're doing, thank you for joining us this early morning on House Evening Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning. Good evening, midday, 12 midnight. You are being blessed. You're hearing this, you are being blessed. You're listening to House of Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're being blessed right now. No matter what you're going through, you're being blessed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Call a friend. Tell them House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk is talking on the radio. Talking about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus. In spite of his own iniquity, in spite of your iniquity, you are being blessed. That's what God does. He loves you. He blesses in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour. He blesses you when you got problems. He makes a way for you. He's the shepherd over your sheep. He's the shepherd over you, your children, your job, your money, your house. He can take it anytime you get ready. Christian Brothers, a song called I Am Blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. The best gospel music that you've never heard. Usher you into the presence of God where you can call on Him and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can do it. You're worried about Donald Trump. God raised him up. He raised him up for a reason, especially for America. Only God can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to House Hill and Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
But hey,
absolutely time that we pay attention and love one another, isn't it? Okay, special treat for you this morning on House of the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. As you know, I dabble a little bit with the keyboard and sang a little bit. I sang in the choir and things like that. Been singing all of my life. Used to be the person that some during the, what do you call, assembly plays every day at Monroe County Training School. I used to sing, I bet you I have sang the Lord's Prayer. I bet you over a million times. I wouldn't say that, but I've sang it quite a few times. But anyway, this song right here is a country. I do a little country, a little bluegrass, a little satire type music as well. And we will be performing at the Heritage Festival there in Monrovia in February the 25th, 2017. In Monrovia, on the square. We were there last year as well. But anyway, this is a song that we do. It's called Chasing a Rainbow by yours truly, Freddie C. Howard, right out of Dale Shields High School. Enjoy this song. It's called Chasing a Rainbow. You got a vision, a dream? Stick with your dream. Chase it. Chase it all the way to the end. You never know where it may end. It may end like Barack Obama's dream. In politics, he may end in the White House in Washington, D.C. You never know what God can do with you chasing your dream and putting God first. Enjoy.
Like following the wind.
And you don't know just where it's gonna end. But chasing a dream, just like chasing a rainbow. Chasing a rainbow is just like having a friend. They will be there with you through thick and thin. Did you give up? You went it got hard. Did you give up? Oh, regardless, oh, how hard. Did you give up? No matter, no matter what the fun. Was it thick or was it thin? Oh, did you stick with them like a friend? Chasing a rainbow, just like a friend. Chasing a rainbow, oh, it's just like having a friend. How about you, my friend? Did you stay there? Did you stay with him? Did you follow your dream? Did you follow it all the way to the end? Chasing a rainbow is just like chasing a dream. You don't know all where it's gonna end. Chasing a rainbow, oh, it's just like chasing the wind. Stick with it, my friend. Chase your rainbow. Chase it.
A dream, something that you like to do in high school and you stay with it all the way. My vision was always to be a big-time movie star in the television, in entertainment. But I never got a chance to go to California. I got a chance to go to California, but I wanted to go right after high school in 1966. But Mom, after my father passed, changed her mind and says, boy, you'd be dead in a week. Oh, but here I am, at 70 years old, in my own studio, in my son's room, Notorio, my son, who's married to Miss Wanda Murray's daughter. I'm in her, in his room right now, surrounded by music equipment and a radio station where I broadcast all over the world, and I am closing in on 100,000 listeners collectively worldwide. Isn't God awesome? Isn't God awesome? He can do anything he wants to. God is an awesome God. We're going to play another one from me. This one is called Walk Away from Sin. Sin is the reason that we fail in everything we do. Sin is our adversary. It's by Satan the deceiver, the liar. Satan the deceiver and the liar runs this world, you know. All this stuff that's going on now, all that chaos and confusion, that's Satan. That's the old deceiver, Satan, the dragon, the one that deceived Adam and Eve in the garden years ago and placed the burden of death upon all mankind. That is, if God's tarry, death is the way that you should go because of the sins of Adam and Eve. But God sent a relief for us. He sent us a way back, and it's called, his name is Jesus, our Savior. He sits at the right hand of the Father, as we prayed earlier. When you hear you say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation. And forgive our debtors, and forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we close in on the end of the program, it'll be ending in a few seconds. Walk away from sin. If you're leaving us now, we'll see you next time tomorrow morning on House Even Gospel, Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Show. Thank you.
Bye, bye, bye. 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 Gonna walk away. Walk away from sin. Gonna say bye-bye, never to return. Gonna walk on away and say bye-bye. Gonna walk away and say bye-bye. Walk on away. Gonna walk on away to a new beginning. Gonna walk on away, left old sin behind. Gonna leave old sin, gonna leave it behind. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, bye. Gonna walk on away, leaving sin behind. No more things that I used to do, or new life. Brand new start for me. Oh, wanna say bye-bye. Wanna say bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, bye. Walk on away, leave old sin behind.
Just walk on away, leave sin behind.
How about that? Just walk right on away, leave sin behind. Here's another for you from yours truly, Freddie Howard. The wheat's in the tares, if you're able to get it in. The song is called The Wheat's in the Tares. You know how we as Christians and as deep believers in Christ, and some of us not Christians, believe that we can determine what people, how people behave and different things, and that we can put them in heaven or hell or whatever the situation is, and we can correct what it is. You can't. There's a saying from the preachers, they say, you catch the fish and God will clean them. You can't change anybody. You can change people by living in a certain way in front of them, and you can change them by their observing your way of life and living. If it is good and decent and in order, through spiritual led, you can convince people to live, change their way of living. But you can't do it. Back one or two and say, look, Charles, look, James, look, Luther, look, Mary, look, Janie. This is what you should do. This is how you should change your life. No, you have to be an example. In the tares, let God due to separating, not you.
You know Matthew chapter 13 verses 40 through 43. There are true and false believers in the church today. But we as believers should not be judges, because only Christ is qualified to make the judgment. Judgment is for Christ to make. If we as Christians don't stop judging, if we continue to be judged, we shall be judged also. does not see you be dead. Oh, church, does not see you be dead. Let the weak and the sad all go together. Let the weak and the sad all go together. Jesus, at his second coming, and the host of angels will judge and separate. Jesus and his angels will separate.
Good morning. We hope you have been enjoying the morning show here. We are coming down to probably about 5 minutes left in our broadcast. We hope you have enjoyed the broadcast this morning. We are going to go to some more music for you as to close out the rest of the time here on House of Legend Josh Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for listening. You can call in to the show if you would like to call in at 619-639-4634. You can call in at 347-202-0317, or you can call in at 347-202-0317, or 713-955-0464. It doesn't cost you very much if you call on the cell phone or whatever like that. But anyway, God has been very good to us, and he's blessed us as we close in on 100,000 listeners. We want to thank you for being a part of this broadcast. We are going to go to a song by Virgil Harrison, Going Up Yonder. That's what we're working for down here. By the grace of God, we will go up yonder. Virgil Harrison, and the song is called Going Up Yonder. If you're leaving us now, thank you for listening to House of Yonder Blog Talk Radio, where we come on in the morning time, in the morning show. You can find us all over the internet. Just type in H-O-W-C-E-E, House E. Production Gospel, or just type in House C on any search engine, Google or so forth, and you will find a lot of links to House C Listen Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to my son up at the University of Alabama, my daughter at Monroe County High School, my other daughter at a bank somewhere in Birmingham, my son in Colorado, in the snow, perhaps. I hope everything is going for you. To all of my family and all of those that we are involved in our lives, to our pastor and all of us, we thank all of us. We thank God for what he has done. Let's close it out. Virgil Harrison, Going Up Yonder. When you see wrong, seek to correct it. When you see right, seek to appraise it and approve of it and replicate it and repeat it, doing right yourself. As we continue to go here on House of Living Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we're closing in on the end of our broadcast, House of Living Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We're going to run our intro. It runs about 8 minutes. Thank you for listening to House of Living Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You can call in the show whenever we are on the air by 619-639-4634 or 347-202-0317. Or you can just listen, 713-955-0464. We thank you for being supportive of House of Living Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Enjoy the rest of the program.
All right. Good morning, good evening, midday, 12 midnight. You are being blessed. You're hearing this, you are being blessed. You're listening to House of Living Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're being blessed right now. No matter what you're going through, you're being blessed. Welcome. House Super Duck and Gospel Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Call a friend. Tell them House Super Duck Gospel Blog Talk. Talking on the radio. Talking about Jesus. Telling people about Jesus. In spite of his own iniquity, in spite of your iniquity, you are being blessed. That's what God does. He loves you. He blesses you in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour. He blesses you when you got problems. He makes a way for you. He's the shepherd over your sheep. He's the shepherd over you, your children, your job, your money, your house. He can take it anytime you get ready. Woo! This is the Christian Brothers, a song called I Am Blessed. Believe me, you are blessed. The best gospel music that you've never heard. Usher you into the presence of God where you can call on him and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation. Only Jesus can do it. Only Jesus can do it. You're worried about Donald Trump? God raised him up. He raised him up for a reason, especially for America. Only God can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to House Hood and Gospel Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.